every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
That's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, the business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to 7 days, brought to you by Cornwall Business Week, bringing Cornwall's businesses together. And we'll start with a roundup of the week's headlines with Matthew Clark.
Newquay Cornwall Airport has been confirmed as one of 10 locations which will operate the UK's new search and rescue service. The Bristow Group has been awarded the new £1.6 billion 10-year contract, which is set to start in 2015. As expected, the move will generate some 40 new jobs in the area. The Cornish marine energy industry has been given a boost following the announcement that £2 million of funding is being made available through the Grant for Business Investment Programme. It's hoped that the funding will act as a catalyst for device deployments at the Fab Test and Wave Hub projects. The St Austell Printing Company has become the first company to move into the brand new £6.2 million St Austell Business Park. Truro Road was closed last weekend as the printer shifted the last of its heavy equipment into the premises before staff moved in on Monday. One of the leading restaurant guides is launching dining vouchers in Cornwall. The news comes from Trenchermans following this month's launch at 15 Cornwall. This year's booklet shows off 122 of the Southwest's top places to eat. Danny Atherton is head chef at 15. He says the guide's great for Cornish tourism.
Literally the first year I took over as head chef, we got the Trenchermans guide. So, I mean, that's amazing. It's you know, it's a privilege to be in it, you know, an honour, really. So I've been lucky enough to sit at the other side as well and eat the food. You know, I think it's a great day for everybody to get together and, you know, enjoy amazing food. Like it always is.
Cornwall Food and Drink, meanwhile, launched its first Truly Cornish Cafe Trail this week, a guide to some of the best independent cafes in the Duchy. It's part of the Choose Cornish campaign initiated by Cornwall Food and Drink and the Cornwall Chamber to reinvigorate local purchasing in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly and generate value within the local economy.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
The Classic Air Force Visitor Centre at Newquay Airport opens its doors to the public this Easter bank holiday. Matthew Clark has been finding out more of what we can expect.
So there's something new to talk about in Cornish tourism, a new attraction to draw in punters and generate money in the economy, as well as at Newquay Airport. Now, the Classic Aircraft Trust was established in 2012 by Mike Collett to form the basis of a lasting and sustainable organisation with the aim of preserving a unique collection of airworthy aircraft of the UK's post-war era. Now, these aircraft were previously owned by Air Atlantique and are now operating as Classic Air Force from Newquay Airport. Now, the aim of the Trust is to preserve this unique part of British industrial and aviation heritage and to keep these aircraft in working condition. So, the big day for opening is very, very near. We've been speaking to David Payton, the Chief Executive. He has been busy bringing in the exhibits.
Well, the successes of the past week is we've had aircraft moving down from our previous base at Coventry, and they've been arriving here. So we've taken delivery of a JP3, a Dragon Rapide, and a Dakota aircraft, which have been the latest arrivals here. And I'm hoping to get some more aircraft in before the end of this week as well.
So tell me what the exhibits are going to be about.
Well, the focus is obviously on the aviation, but there's a whole lot more to us than that. What we're looking to do for the visitor is they'll be able to come into a huge hangar. I'm told it's the biggest building in Cornwall, but I haven't yet had that confirmed. And there's going to be a lot of vintage aircraft in there. We have the largest collection of flying vintage aircraft anywhere in Europe. So as well as looking at the aircraft on the ground, the members of the public coming to us will be able to go flying in our aircraft. We'll also have a very well-stocked shop, a high-quality cafe, and there's going to be a cinema and gallery area also associated with the museum as well. So there's a lot of things for the whole family to do.
And who are you hoping is going to be attracted to come and see these aircraft?
Well, we're putting ourselves forward as the newest tourist attraction here in Cornwall, and we've got what we call an aviation focus. But we're hoping to reach out and not just touch the aviation enthusiasts. We want to get people excited about what they can come and do with us here. So you could, for example, go flying. We'll be able to have things for the children as well that are coming around. And the main thing is going to be that the whole family can come here, And we have one huge advantage is that we're undercover, so it's if the weather's bad in Cornwall, that doesn't affect our operation.
So how much money will this generate for the local economy?
Difficult to say for the first year, because for us it's a very new venture in this part of the world. We're hoping that it's going to take off, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be here. We hope it's going to be a success, but we are a charity. We rely entirely on money coming in from the general public and other funding streams to be able to keep these aircraft flying. And when I say vintage aircraft, we're talking about focusing on iconic British aircraft from the post-World War II era, the sort of Cold War era. And sometimes we've got aircraft here that are the last flying example of that type. And the money that comes in, the money that the general public are going to be spending at our attraction, is a direct funding input to keep the aircraft flying.
Okay, thank you very much, David Payton, Chief Executive of Classic Air Force, for coming and speaking to Business Cornwall's 7 Days podcast. Now with a look ahead over the coming days with Nick Herrier.
Easter marks the traditional start to the tourism season in Cornwall, of course, and 7 Days will be keeping a weather eye on early trade. Why not contact us at Business Cornwall to let us know how business is going and if the unseasonal weather is keeping the visitors at bay. Looking ahead, a date for your diaries on May the 1st, where the Core for Cornwall will be the venue for an exciting new business conference taking place. Thrive will feature local, national and international speakers from a wide range of sectors, as well as a choice of interactive workshops. For more details on how to book a ticket, please visit our website at businesscornwall.co.uk.
That's it for this week, and enjoy your Easter break, and we'll be back with another 7 Days.
7 Days. With Business Cornwall.